The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. As climate changes make native habitats unlivable to some plants and animals, these species have two choices, leave or go extinct. Now researchers are offering guidance on where conservationists should undertake the last-ditch strategy of transplanting struggling species to new habitat. Rats, fire ants, Asian carp, kudzu vines. Humans have created a great deal of trouble for ourselves by transporting living things, intentionally or not, outside their native ranges, where they become invasive. So the idea of intentionally relocating other species, even to save them, naturally raises concern. However, that hasn't stopped some from testing the idea. In England, for example, researchers transported marble white butterflies and small skipper butterflies to new habitat well beyond the northern boundary of their native range, to a location climate change models suggest would make a good habitat. The best time to relocate is strongly affected by the suitability of the destination relative to the home site, the species survival rate expected in their new digs, and the maximum growth rate. However, if the population in question is below a certain size, it should never be relocated.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.